The most immediate question facing the president's new plan for Medicare is not whether it will please seniors, but whether it will please the lawmakers on Capitol Hill who would have to approve it. An earlier version of the plan received negative reaction at the Capitol, forcing the administration back to the drawing board. With us to discuss the political prospects for the new version is NPR's Julie Rovner. Julie, what's the difference between this plan and the earlier one?
Well, the object of both of the plans is to encourage but not force Medicare beneficiaries to move out of the traditional fee-for-service plan, where they have free choice of doctor and hospital, into a managed care plan. Now, the first version was a little bit heavy-handed on that score. If you didn't move into a managed care plan, you didn't get any drug coverage. That upset people on Capitol Hill, Democrats and Republicans. This plan gives people who stay behind in that fee-for-service plan a little bit more. They would get a discount card where they could get discounts of maybe up to 25% on their prescription drugs, and they'd get unspecified coverage of very high drug bills. So the people who spend the most on their prescription drugs would get some help. But they wouldn't get full coverage unless they moved to managed care.
Julie, I'm just curious. You know that they get coverage if their bills reach a very high level. How high would those bills have to get?
They very purposefully haven't said. That's a detail they want Congress to work out.
And when you say managed care, are you talking about HMOs?
Actually, no. HMOs, which are widely available in, or somewhat available in Medicare today, would still be available in the program. But the administration is banking on a new concept that it's calling enhanced Medicare. This would actually be a PPO, a preferred provider organization. It's less restrictive than an HMO, but beneficiaries would still have to stay within a network of plan providers or they would be charged more. This enhanced Medicare would also give beneficiaries a whole lot of other benefits, not only comprehensive coverage of their prescription drugs, but more preventive benefits and an out-of-pocket cap on all medical spending. So if you spent, say, $2,000 a year on all things, not just drugs, but doctors' fees and hospitals, you wouldn't have to spend any more.
Well, that sounds fairly attractive.
Yes, it does sound fairly attractive. I'd probably encourage my own mother to sign up. But the question is whether any private insurers are going to step up to offer such a generous package. We haven't seen that so far. PPOs are allowed to join Medicare. Many of them haven't. If they really won't step up, then the government might have to subsidize them. Then it could end up costing Medicare more rather than less. And of course, the object of this whole exercise of getting people to move to managed care is to, in the long run, save Medicare money.
So how is this going over with the lawmakers?
Well, not as well as the administration had hoped, and that's among Republicans. Leading House and Senate Republicans, particularly from rural areas where there isn't any managed care, HMOs or PPOs, say they want more drug coverage in the traditional plan, the fee-for-service plan, which is where most of the beneficiaries are. I was talking this morning just before the president's speech with Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Jim Greenwood. He said that we shouldn't push risk-averse elderly into managed care plans if it would frighten them. I think the Republicans are really afraid of that. The problem with that is that if you make the package more generous for the people who stay in fee-for-service, then you can't really stay within the $400 billion that the president has set aside for this proposal. It would get much bigger quite quickly.
The Republicans aren't the only ones who are concerned about this. The Democrats have made no secret of their worries about this proposal.
Well, yes, and they, of course, say that the administration is trying to force seniors into managed care, and they say the plan isn't generous enough. And as Brian just mentioned in his piece, House Democrats this morning unveiled their plan that would offer much broader coverage. The problem is that plan might cost as much as $1 trillion over the next decade, which, by the way, is only about half of what seniors are projected to spend.
Well, both sides have pledged greater cooperation here. They say they want to work together. Is that possible?
Well, it's possible, but they've been saying that for the last 5 years, and they haven't yet. At this point, I'd say that getting a Medicare bill this year, which is what everybody's vowed, is still something of a long shot.
All right. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Michelle.
NPR's Julie Rovner.